Part 2. Actions. Physical training. Getting after it. Physical training will make you healthier and better. It will help get rid of depression, insomnia, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and high blood pressure. There is also a bonus. Working out actually makes you smarter because it improves blood flow to the brain. It makes your nervous system healthier and strengthens your cognitive processes. Exercise now and marvel as your mental gets better. You will be smarter, sharper, and more aware. Get some exercise done and pay attention to your mental state. You will feel more aware, sharper, and smarter. This is real. Stress, good and bad. Some stress is needed to help improve our body and our mind. Stress triggers the release of the hormone cortisol, which redirects and focuses our energy on immediate threats instead of less urgent demands, generates energy from stored reserves, and makes glucose available to our brain. Too much cortisol is also bad because it can cause some bone loss and encourage fat deposits. It can also cause damage to blood vessels and the heart, lead to sustained hypertension, and repress the immune system. In physical training, exercise helps release cortisol, but we must also be careful not to exercise too much. At any rate, stress is important. You must apply some stress to your mind and body in order to improve. When? Physical training should be done right away. Wake up early and do it. Lack of time is not an excuse, so do it when you first have time, which is right when you wake up. In the military, pre-dawn is the time to get ready. This may seem harsh and undoable, but you can become accustomed to it, and you will find out that getting up early will guarantee to make your day better. So, get after it. Psychological edge. We get a psychological edge over the enemy if we know that we work harder and get up earlier than them. If we keep these to heart, we can much more easily defeat them. We must understand that discipline does not dissipate the more we apply it, as some scientists assert. In fact, discipline becomes stronger every time we call it into action. If we write down what time we will wake up, what we need to do, and what we will eat the night before, we will be more disciplined. If we do not have a regimen like this, we will soon stray. Straying will come quietly and slowly until we lose our will and discipline. We need to stay on the discipline path, because will propagates, and discipline begets more discipline. If we hold this line, we will win. Sleep. We need sleep because lack of sleep can lead to serious physical problems. When you do not get enough sleep, your bones will weaken and muscle mass will decrease, because the body will release less growth hormones. Lack of sleep also suppresses the immune system, increases blood pressure, interferes with glucose metabolism, and suppresses the immune system. The optimal amount of sleep for adults is between 7 and 9 hours. Although rare, some people, because of genetics, require less sleep. However, if we are in good physical condition and are eating right, we may need less sleep, and even fall asleep faster. This is why half of this book is devoted to physical conditioning. A stronger and healthier body means better sleep. However, sleep can be a double-edged sword, because too much sleep can be bad. We may want to huddle in our blankets and pillows just a little longer, so we end up waking up later and not getting up fast and get things done. Everything being equal, the only way to get enough sleep and still wake up early is to go to bed earlier. Falling asleep. It may be hard for some people to fall asleep, but there are some things that we can do to help us along. We can do the following. Read to get our mind relaxed. Turn off the computer to disengage our mind from having to pay attention and get tired. Getting tired means we have put in a highly productive and active day. Finally, we sleep early at night if we got up early that morning. We need the alarm clock to help us with our sleep patterns. If we need extra sleep, we can take power naps. Power naps. Power naps are stolen moments that we can use to recharge ourselves when we are feeling tired during the day. The best technique is to lay down or sit back to elevate our feet above our heart, close our eyes, relax, and sleep for 6 to 8 minutes. This is a great recharging mechanism, but we need to avoid the danger of letting the power nap morph to a 6 to 8 hour slumber. The workouts. The best exercise routine is anything that we can do on a consistent basis. A game of basketball, stretching, lifting weights, swimming, calisthenics, jogging, walking, stretching, and even burpees or jiu-jitsu mat are great activities. A burpee is a quick 4-step exercise to quickly stretch most of the muscles in the body and help in the body's aerobics. A burpee is done by starting from a standing position, then going into a squat position with the hands flat on the ground, kicking the legs back to a plank position, winding back into a squat position, and then standing back up. Each motion takes no more than 5 seconds. Burpees figure prominently in the exercises in the appendix to this book. We can pretend that we can't figure out what the best exercise is, but this is just an excuse for stalling and not doing anything at all. The author strongly suggests, however, that no matter what exercise routine or regimen we choose, we need to make a record of it so we can track our progress. Recording our actions also keeps us focused and reminded of what we need to do. This being said, Willink offers his own program for physical workouts. He has these categories in his program: pulling, pushing, lifting, and squatting. Within these categories are exercises for working on specific muscles, such as those for the abdominal area and those for what he calls as Metcon, or metabolic conditioning. He also categorizes his program to fit someone's progress as beginner, intermediate, and advanced. The key in any routine is to stay with the routine on a daily basis no matter what, where, and when. We need to keep our routine. We cannot take any days off. A single day can be a slippery slope towards abandoning our program in part or in whole. We need to maintain the routine and the discipline. Building the home gym. A home gym is a great way to take away our excuses for not working out. However, a home gym doesn't have to be outfitted like a real gym, with complete sets of machines and equipment. We can place, use, and store equipment in a small place in the house, or even all over the house. All we need are the basics, like a pull-up bar where we can do our squats, gut work, push-ups, and pull-ups. We can also have cheap plastic gymnastic rings. These can be mounted almost anywhere in our homes and can allow us to perform a great number of exercises, such as holds, L-sits, ring push-ups, ring pull-ups, and ring dips. We also need weights and barbells that we can place anywhere in the house. You can do dynamic lifts like the snatch and clean and jerk if you can purchase rubber bumper plates. Martial arts. The three forms of martial arts are striking, grappling, and weapons. Striking is the most prominent of the martial arts because it involves the most obvious techniques of attacking and defense. These include using almost every part of our bodies to headbutt, elbow, knee, kick, and punch an opponent. Grappling involves holding and using body leverage to pin down and neutralize an opponent. One kind of martial art that requires more mental agility and less strength is that of firearms. A firearm is a great equalizer because no matter how big the opponent or threat is, the same firearm will take them down, regardless of their size or strength. A firearm is a dangerous weapon, and there are important things we need to remember about how we use them. Mishandled firearms are extremely dangerous and can cause serious injury and death to the owner and other innocent people if they are not handled with the four principles of firearm safety constantly in mind. 1. Always be sure of the target and what is behind it. 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until our sights are on the target. 3. Do not point a firearm at someone or something you are not willing to destroy. 4. Treat every gun as if it is loaded. 5. Keep or store firearms where they are kept away from those who you do want to restrict access to, like children. 6. Obtain proper firearms training from a professional who will teach not only how to use a firearm effectively, but who can also teach how they can be used safely. Manual martial arts are becoming very popular with the increasing popularity of the UFC and MMA. The author recommends Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu as the best martial art to begin with because it teaches how we can get off the ground quickly and is also the most cerebral because of the almost endless number of moves that can be learned. After Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, the author recommends boxing, Muay Thai, and wrestling. Regardless of the martial art, we need to just do it and be consistent in practicing it. Martial arts also have a wonderful side effect, which is physical conditioning. We do not need the excuse to be properly conditioned because martial arts will do it for us. Where to train? In choosing a jiu-jitsu academy, the following should be considered. 1. The place should be close enough so that we cannot use the excuse that it is too far and inconvenient to get to. 2. Do not have any preconceived ideas of what a facility should look like. What is important is that you find a place comfortable enough to participate in, regardless of the place's aura or atmosphere. 3. Choose a place where the instructors have achieved the highest level of skill and proficiency possible. For example, a black belt instructor is generally more preferable to a lower level instructor. 4. When you visit a facility, try to jump into the action immediately. All these facilities offer a free day or days for you to try out the place, actually working out in a facility even before you sign up. 4. When you visit a facility, try to jump into the action immediately. All these facilities offer a free day or days for you to try out the place. Actually working out in a facility even before you sign up will tell you if you will really like the place on a long-term basis. Immediate action drills. Facing a threat. The best actions to neutralize a threat are to train hard to prepare for it and to avoid it in the first place. We should be aware of our surroundings and assess all escape routes, just in case we have to have a quick getaway. If we cannot avoid a bad situation, we should do one thing. Act. We act in the following ways. 1. If shooting starts, get down and call the police. 2. Run away from the enemy if possible, especially if there is a lull in the violence. 3. If trapped in a room with a shooter outside, we should barricade ourselves or sneak into a hiding place if we can find one. 4. If you can, attack or shoot the assailant with a firearm as soon as the enemy enters the room. Remember the rules about firearms in the preceding section if you need to use them.